Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and really get into some compelling source material. And today, we've got a really interesting collection. It's a mix of stuff, personal development guides, some pretty practical business playbooks, checklists too, all from a creator named Jasper Springer, Springer Digital, LLC. So our mission here, we're trying to do is pull out the core philosophy, you know, and the most actionable bits that sort of bridge that personal mastery side with digital entrepreneurship. Think of it like finding a roadmap, yeah, showing you how to turn those maybe hard life lessons into actual digital wins, giving you a bit of an edge.
Yeah, and what's really striking about these sources is how holistic they are. It's not just like a list of quick tips or hacks. It feels more like a fundamental mindset shift they're pushing for. They really connect that inner discipline, that structure, with actual external results. It shows how structure, which sometimes feels restrictive, can actually, you know, destroy that feeling of overwhelm and create a kind of freedom. It's fascinating.
Okay, let's dig into that core philosophy then, because it starts strong. One of the lines that just keeps popping up is, no one's coming. You're the rescue. I mean, that sets the tone right away, doesn't it? Full ownership, mindset transformation. It basically says, look, it's on you.
Exactly. And it's not just a catchy phrase, is it? It feels like a, well, radical commitment to self-reliance. It pushes back against that tendency to wait for someone else or some perfect system to fix things. These sources kind of flip that. The insight isn't just that you're the rescue, but how these specific rules he lays out become like your personal instruction manual for doing the rescuing.
Right, the operating code, as he calls it. And they're not just vague ideas. He boils it down to these five foundational rules, real actionable stuff. Rule one is own your morning, win the first 90 minutes, non-negotiables, hydrate, move, plan, maybe publish something. It sets the tone.
Own your morning. You know, it makes immediate sense how easily the day can get away from you if you don't sort of establish control early on. It's like a defensive strategy almost for your focus.
Totally. And rule two builds right on that. Respect is survival. The idea here is respect isn't just given, it's earned through consistent delivery. Shipping what you promise, your actions, your output, that's your reputation, basically, not just talk.
Yeah, that's a real anti-hype message, isn't it? In a world full of, you know, loud declarations, Springer saying, nope, results are what count. Consistent output speaks loudest.
Then rule three, discipline is insurance. This one really landed with me. Discipline pays out when chaos hits, which it always does eventually. It's like a policy you fund with those daily reps, those small actions. So when things go sideways, you're kind of covered.
That's such a powerful way to frame discipline, right? It shifts it from being just a chore, something you have to do, to being a protective asset. It means consistency isn't just about hitting goals. It's also about building resilience, a buffer against the inevitable tough times. Proactive defense.
Exactly. Rule four. Never be alone in the fight. Community, brotherhood, whatever you call it, it's a force multiplier. Having people who hold you accountable, share the load, makes you stronger. Crucial.
And number five, build the digital engine. This brings it to the business side, systems over feelings. You need the actual mechanics, the pages, the checkouts, the emails, the tracking. If it's not built, it's just an idea.
Right. Okay, so these are strong rules, foundational. But how does this look day to day? Like, what's the first step?
Good question. And yeah, the sources provide that too. There's this morning reset checklist. It's practical, five steps anyone could, you know, start tomorrow. First, mindset reset. Write down one negative thought that's bugging you and consciously replace it with a productive one. Just a quick mental pivot.
Okay, simple but direct.
Then movement reset, 10 minutes. Intentional movement, stretch, walk, quick workout, just get the body moving.
Get the blood flowing.
Third, focus reset. Identify your daily three non-negotiables, he suggests. Move, learn, build. Super simple focus for the day. Keeps momentum.
Move, learn, build. Got it. Keeps it tight. Fourth, digital reset. 30 minutes, no social media, no distractions, just quiet space.
It's amazing how much clarity that can bring, right? Though, honestly, sometimes that feels like the hardest one.
Oh, tell me about it. Definitely a challenge some days.
And the last one, step five, brotherhood reset. Send one encouraging message to a friend, a teammate, just a small connection, reinforces that never alone rule.
It seems almost too simple. Five small things. But I guess the power isn't in the complexity, it's the repetition, right? Doing it consistently.
Absolutely. It's like that saying, you fall to the level of your systems. These aren't just habits, they're like a mini operating system for the start of your day. And it lines up perfectly with the 3M rescue routine, mindset, motion, mission that's mentioned later in the Rise and Rebuild program. Short focus blocks, reflect, move, one key action. Yeah, that practicality is key. It shows resetting isn't some huge overhaul. It's small, consistent actions rewiring things.
Mm.
And including that connection piece, the Brotherhood Reset, directly addresses Rule 4. It weaves in that community aspect, which is so important for sticking with it long term. Prevents burnout, maybe?
Such a crucial point. Because it starts personal, this rescue mission, but it quickly connects to the communal. You need that support structure. And it's these exact same principles, structure, intention, daily reps that we now see applied to building the digital side of things, moving from personal discipline to that digital engine.
Exactly. Yeah. This is where that synthesis happens. Personal discipline meets strategic execution. The core idea from Springer seems to be, the same consistency, the same intentional effort you put into your life, that's precisely what you need non-negotiably for building a successful online presence, a real digital business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a different skill set. It's the same mastery, just applied differently.
Okay, let's break down that application. Starting with content creation, there's this thing called the content repurposing grid. Sounds like a smart shortcut. Here's the gist. Pick one solid piece of core content, a good blog post, maybe a video, a podcast like this, then slice it up. Repurpose it into maybe five different formats, like a short clip for social, a quote graphic, an email tip, another angle for the blog, maybe a carousel for LinkedIn. Schedule those out over 5 days, one idea, five different ways in. Then, crucially, track what hits. See what people engage with and do more of that. Work smarter.
And that ties into what the sources call the 100x content plan, right?
Yeah.
Which is really compelling. It's not about churning out endless new ideas, which, let's face it, is exhausting.
Yeah.
It's about taking your best stuff, your high-value content, and really maximizing its reach and impact through smart repurposing. That feels like a direct answer to feeling overwhelmed by content demands. More impact, less frantic creation.
Exactly. Okay, next up. Affiliate marketing. Now, this can be a messy space, right? People chasing commissions everywhere. But these sources frame it differently, like an apprenticeship of entrepreneurship. And they offer these 10 actionable hacks. Let me pull out a few standouts. First, use pretty links, you know, those clean branded URLs. Track every click with custom slugs so you know exactly where clicks come from, like which email or post.
Knowing your numbers, yeah. Crucial.
Right. Second, stack bonuses onto offers. Mm-hmm. Don't just send traffic. Add your own guide or a checklist, maybe a Q&A call. Add unique value.
Makes your recommendations stand out. Smart.
Third, focus. Promote maybe 2 core offers, not 20. Build authority around those select few. Don't dilute your focus.
Less is more. Okay.
Fourth, proof emails. Every Friday, maybe. Send screenshots, real results. Builds incredible trust. Show, don't just tell.
Transparency. People respond to that.
And fifth, retargeting ads. But here's the twist. Send them to your opt-in page first to get their email with a lead magnet. Not straight to the sales page. Build your list first. Your asset.
Interesting. Build the relationship before the sale. That makes sense. So, stepping back, affiliate marketing here is positioned as, like, training wheels for entrepreneurship. It lets you learn traffic, offers, copy, pages, all that critical stuff without having to create the product yourself right away.
Yeah.
And those proof emails you mentioned, that's a perfect example of building trust through transparency and results. That's foundational for the whole digital engine concept. Demonstrate value.
Totally. And speaking of the engine running smoothly, funnels and automation, we need things to work without us constantly tinkering, right? So there's a funnel proof checklist.
Yeah.
A step-by-step validation for the whole customer journey, making sure there are no leaks. It covers testing the opt-in. Does the lead magnet actually arrive instantly? Checking the thank you page. Is there a clear next step, a call to action?
Right. Got to guide them.
Examining the sales page. Is it clear? Is there proof? Is there one clear CTA? Running test purchases for the checkout, checking delivery emails, making sure the welcome sequence, the nurture emails all trigger automatically. And like you said earlier, testing everything on mobile. Super important.
Okay, but why such intense focus on meticulous testing? What's the deeper reason?
Well, the sources put it like this. Automation is structure that amplifies you. It's about systemizing the repetitive stuff to get peace and precision. So you're serving people, building the business, not just stuck fixing broken links or chasing down failed payments. It links back to discipline as insurance too, doesn't it? These checks prevent costly breakdowns.
I see. The system protects your time and energy. It ensures consistency. Makes sense.
And finally, on the digital front, branding and digital authority. The message is sharp. You don't need hype. You need proof. Authority comes from presence, Proof of work and precision. Using your content to earn trust, not just grab attention. There's this phrase, content is currency. It positions your posts, your output, as proof of your presence and expertise, like building a portfolio in public that earns trust, authority, and eventually income. Every piece is a deposit.
Content as currency. I like that. It reframes content creation from just shouting into the void to actually building tangible value and trust over time. It's a long game perspective.
Exactly. Which brings us perfectly to the final section, the long game. Scaling and legacy. This isn't just about getting set up. It's about building something that lasts. The Rise and Rebuild program touches on this with ideas like routines create legacy, build something that lasts, and really importantly, pass the blueprint. How do you turn this into something bigger than just you? Does he get specific on like documenting your methods?
Yeah.
The insight there seems to be that real legacy isn't about, you know, that one viral hit or fleeting fame. It's built on the consistent rhythms you install day after day. It's about the structures you strengthen over time. And then crucially, the blueprint, the system, the method that you're willing to actually document, refine, and teach. That's like the ultimate expression of discipline as leadership, creating something repeatable.
So it means deliberately writing down your process, refining your system, making steps clear enough for others to follow.
Precisely. That's how you multiply your mission, your impact.
Yeah.
It's about building an actual system, maybe even an institution around your ideas, not just a personal brand that might fade away when you step back.
Wow. Okay. We've covered a lot of ground there. From that really intense personal call to action, be your own rescue, and the daily discipline being like insurance, all the way to strategically building that digital engine with content repurposing, smart affiliate plays, tested funnels, and then zooming out to think about legacy. It's really clear the path isn't about quick fixes. It's about what he calls that heavy metal discipline, isn't it? That consistent, sometimes hard foundational work, forging something strong through reps and systems.
Absolutely. I think the core thread running through all of it is that your internal structure, your mindset, your discipline that directly shapes your external success. Being able to rebuild the mindset, establish discipline as insurance that directly fuels your ability to build the digital engine and eventually create those routines that create legacy. It's all connected.
Yeah.
An ecosystem.
It really is. Okay, so as you're thinking about all this, here's a final thought for you, kind of inspired by the sources. If comfort is the enemy and structure is freedom, what's maybe one comfort habit, just one small thing you do that's comfortable but maybe not productive that you're ready to replace this week? Replace it with a small, maybe slightly uncomfortable, but hard action to kickstart your own rescue mission. What's one step you could commit to today to start building that legacy? Something to think about. Until next time, keep digging deep.